Delilah.
Hello, my friend. I'm Delilah, welcoming you to my new podcast series, Love Someone with Delilah. We've renamed the series this year. Last year, we started doing really good podcast, really amazing podcast. But we decided that since I believe the most important thing in life, the most important thing in a marriage, the most important thing in being a good parent or a good member of your community is love. The single most powerful tenet that we all should share is love. For all the years I've been here on the air, and it's been many, I've implored my listeners to love someone romantically. Sure, we talk about that a lot. But love is a heart-to-heart connection we're able to make with anyone and everyone at any time and any place, not just romantic love between partners. Love is a shared smile. It's a kind deed. It's a moment of sincere listening when someone needs to unburden their soul. It's setting aside your own agenda to champion another's. It's being present and accountable. And that's hard to do in this day of social media because so many people are distracted. Love is being present. It's being accountable. It's showing up. It's showing up for life's moments. It's being there when your daughter is getting ready for the prom. It's being there when your son is got a speech contest or is in a play on stage. It's being there. It's showing up for life's moments. Thank you for allowing me to share these precious moments with you. I also got to say thank you to my podcast sponsor, The Home Depot. They do so much to help you and I when it comes to remodeling different rooms in our homes. One of the more intimidating rooms to remodel and renovate is the bathroom. The Home Depot makes that project so much simpler. It can start with the countertops and the vanity, maybe a new sink and the faucets as well. When you visit your local Home Depot, you'll see the large selections of vanities they have and all the different choices. The very helpful Home Depot associates can help you match up a new vanity with the sink and the faucets that you like the most. You'll be surprised at how far you can go with their help and the sense of empowerment you'll have planning it all out. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Today's guest on Love Someone with Delilah is a singer, songwriter, and musician whose name may not be as familiar to you as his band. Pat Monahan is the frontman for the iconic rock band Train. He's funny, he's charming, and according to him, supermodel good looking. As he is according to me and several million fans worldwide, talented. Pat visited with me in my studios recently to talk about his upcoming summer tour with the Goo Goo Dolls and a talented young man named Alan Stone. The tour kicks off in Seattle on June 7th. We also had the chance to talk about his new Train album, Greatest Hits, which features the phenomenal Kenny G on Careless Whisper. And I was honored to hear of Pat and Train's passionate involvement. They are so committed to this. It's called Family House. It's a Bay Area retreat for families that need a place of dignity, as Pat says, to collect themselves while their children undergo serious medical treatments, many of them for childhood cancer. Whether it was music or giving a helping hand or just chatting about random things, one powerful thread was woven through every moment with Pat, and that was the thread of family. You'll feel chills when he shares how his hit single, Drops of Jupiter, which I have been playing for years and never knew this story, when he tells you how that song came about. And many of you, either from a child or parent's perspective, will relate on some level when he mentions how his grown son, who's also a musician, doesn't share his work with his dad. Women, you will swoon and applaud and maybe feel a little bit of jealousy when Pat makes a Game of Thrones reference to his gorgeous wife and mother of his two youngest children as the Khaleesi. He holds her in such honor. And men, maybe you'll be inspired to tell your wife that she is the Khaleesi in your life. Family is what binds us. Whether that family is one created by a marriage and children or relationships that we have forged in other ways, I call it my tribe. Because my family isn't just blood. It's people that God has woven together into a wonderful family of eclectic, eccentric, incredible people. It gives us a sense of belonging and where we find ourselves giving in ways we didn't even know was possible and receiving so much more in return. Chapter 11 of my book that came out last year, One Heart at a Time, is titled A Connected Heart. And in it, I talk about my mom, my mama bear, my mother, Wilma Dean, and how she had such a loving, giving heart. She also had really big feet, big bones, and a big, quirky, eccentric countenance. She taught me many life skills and many important lessons, but most importantly, she taught me through her deeds and her actions how to love like only a mama can, or a parent can, I should say. I'm honored that Pat Monahan from Train found the time to share his heart and his passions with me on this edition of Love Someone.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me on your first ever
incarnation of the Love Someone podcast. Yeah. And you look so good, the hair and everything.
You know, I feel pretty average, not at my best, but I'm going to get in better shape coming up soon. I have a golf tournament to play in Pebble Beach. So I've just been obsessing.
So that's your motivation? Yeah.
That's my motivation right now.
You know, my motivation, I don't know if you noticed, but I like, you know, a little more fit than probably last time I saw you. My motivation is I'm waiting for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to call me. Yep, and say, Delilah, I need you on Titans.
Yeah.
I don't have a TV. I don't watch the show. I have watched it on my computer a couple of times. And I'm going to wait for him to call me, and then I'm going to suggest some new exercises that he should include in his Titan competition. I'm going to ask him to introduce some courses for moms.
Oh, cool.
Obstacle courses for moms. Like, I think there should be a competition where you have a toddler in a backpack on your back while you're folding laundry. Have you ever seen your wife when your daughter was younger try to do anything with a toddler around, like pick up anything off the floor?
My wife is she's an anomaly. She can do all of it. She'll hold three children and figure out how to get the job done. I've never seen anything like it. I don't compete parentally because she is far superior.
You just bow to the queen.
I do, man, because she
Game of Thrones. There you go.
It really is true. She's the Khaleesi.
So, how many kids have you got at home now? You've got older kids and younger kids.
Yeah, I have a 7-year-old son and my 10-year-old daughter at home. And then I have a daughter who goes to Western University of Washington, and my son lives in Seattle.
And do you guys like do the whole family thing, or are the adult kids off doing their thing and the younger kids are?
It depends on what it is. So like any kind of event, then we all get together. But otherwise, one in college, she's busy all the time.
Busy, very busy.
She has a job and school. My son is pursuing music and doing another job, so he's always busy. So we get together as the six of us or greater when it's, you know, a holiday or a birthday.
So the son pursuing music, does he have dad's gift for lyrics?
You know, he doesn't show me his music. It's interesting. So, but I've heard him sing and it's really good. He's got a great voice.
He doesn't show you his music.
Nope. He wants to
one of the most talented dads in the world.
He likes to keep it to himself.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
My daughter, I have seven daughters, but my daughter who lives in the house next door is incredibly gifted, sings like an angel. She would never sing in front of me, but she always sang in the shower. She has no idea how many hours I spent sitting on the floor outside the bathroom.
That's fun.
Listening to her sing. Here's the funny thing about Train. I'll say to people, you know, I love Pat, I love Train. They're like, Train, I don't know Train. And then I sing like Hey Soul Sister, two lines of it. And they're like, oh my God, I love them.
Yeah.
Or Drops of Jupiter, you know, one or two lines. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the best song ever. I'm like, I know.
My manager thinks that I'm a genius because I'm not famous, but my music is. And he's like, that's your genius.
That is pretty genius.
He's like, you get to have a great life and then sing songs that matter to people. And he's really right. I take my kids skiing every weekend. I go to PCC grocery store, you know, which is the co-op around this area. And no one cares at all. But if I sing, then I matter for an hour. You know, it's like, that's a good life.
That is a very good life. And I have been blessed to create the same life in radio. I can go to Goodwill. I can go to the grocery store. I walk around my little town in my cowboy boots because I have horses, you know, right after I clean the stalls. Nobody cares.
Yep.
Nobody cares because I'm Blessing's mom. I'm Delilah Jr.'s mom. You know, that's who I am.
Most people that I run into just think I'm your average supermodel. You know what I mean? Just like unbelievably beautiful.
So you've partnered with somebody that I have not seen in like 25 years, but I love him. Kenny G.
Yeah.
I heard a little clip. They didn't even send me the whole song.
Oh, yeah. We recorded Careless Whisper. And so my experience with Kenny is I've only met him once. And when I meet famous people, I meet you and then I bail because I don't want to bother you. And if you want to have a conversation, great.
You who's had how many records sold around the world?
I just don't want to bother people because they have their lives. They want to do it the way they do it. But Kenny's a really lovely, down-to-earth guy from Seattle. So he's not full of his own nonsense at all. But I asked a mutual friend in the golf world if I could. I was like, hey, will you please pass my information on to Kenny? I want to ask him for a big favor. He can always say no to it. And so I texted him, any chance that I could send you Careless Whisper, we're going to put it on our greatest hits, and it wouldn't be the same without some Kenny G on it. And he was like, yeah, send it my way. And then he sent it back, and it was incredible. So
you guys weren't together when you recorded it.
No, he was in Malibu.
So good.
Yeah, he's so cool.
So good.
Yeah, he's good.
With me in the studio talking today is Pat from Train, and you've got a greatest album out. And Greatest Hits. And you're going on tour here in Seattle.
That's right. It starts on
the... They've got like 38 cities now.
Yeah, it starts on June 7th in Seattle. We're out with the Goo Goo Dolls and Alan Stone. Alan's a kid from Spokane who's really crazy talented. And what a great time you have with that guy.
And Goo Goo Dolls, how did you team with them?
I've known those guys not very personally, but...
Like, do you play golf with them?
For years, no.
No, not that personally.
But maybe after this we will. They're really lovely guys. And we've tried for the last 6 years to put something together.
Yeah. And now you did.
Now we did.
And you're going to be touring all summer long.
That's right.
So I wanted to talk to you about Drops of Jupiter, the song, and your charitable project with wine.
Okay.
So tell me about, first off, the song and the lyrics.
Well, it's a story about not having any hit songs on our second album. We had an album called, it was called Something More. And the president of Columbia Records, he was listening to it and he was like, we don't have a first single. So my manager at the time said, you know, Donnie doesn't think you have a first single. He wants you to go to New York. And the reason he wanted me to go to New York is because as a band, we foolishly had a deal where we were not allowed to write outside of the band. So It was to protect other people from me going out and writing a bunch of songs without them, which held us back more than it helped us. So Donnie was saying, come to New York because I'm about to make you write with other people. So they booked my flight, and my mother had passed away that year. I went to sleep, and I woke up about 20 minutes after I fell asleep and wrote the entire Drops of Jupiter lyric and melody down. The next day, I went to a friend's house, and we demoed it up. And then when I went to New York, I had a CD in my pocket. And so Donnie Einer was telling me, you know, if this song was yours, it'd be a hit. And this, he basically getting me ready to, so we're going to put you in a studio with these other guys. And I said, I got this demo. It's probably terrible if you want to hear it. So it's just a story about my mom telling me what it was like to be on the other side, swimming through the planets. And he listened to it and he had a breakdown. He was like, this is the song of the year. You know, it's going to be, it was during the same time that Almost Famous was out. So he wanted Paul Buckmaster to do the string arrangement. And he had the big plan before I even got back on the plane to go home. So that's how Drops of Jupiter was created.
So that was really mom letting you know everything is good.
That's what it felt like to me.
Hanging out with me today here in the studios is Pat Monahan of Train. We're talking about this summer's tour. He's going on tour with the Goo Goo Dolls, the new CD Greatest Hits, his endeavor with Drops of Jupiter Wine, a wine that is a charity, and how it benefits Family House. And we're talking about the love of family. And now you have a project raising funds to help kids who are hurting or kids who are sick.
So as a Bay Area band or San Francisco band, we were seeking the right charity to partner with about 8 or so years ago, maybe nine, about 9 years ago. So every charity has a rating. You can look them up online. And many of the ratings aren't very good because they spend an enormous amount of money on the wrong things.
Administration fees.
So this particular place was called Family House. They had two homes. I think there were 8 rooms in each home. So there were about 16 to 20 families that they could give food and shelter to while their children, who most of them had brain tumors, tumors behind their eyes, very, very terrible things. These parents had to quit their jobs. Some of them, you know, all low-income families bringing their children to try to have some dignity while their children are being worked on and possibly not going home with them. That just seemed like the right partnership. So I went and visited them, and I visit them as often as I can. And so proceeds from wine and many other things that we do go to Family House. And since then, they've been able to build an 80 family building. And so it is full 100% of the time. Kids from all over the world go to UCSF Hospital because they specialize in kid stuff, kid cancer, basically. And so when you go there, you leave so inspired and so heartbroken at the same time. It's there's something like that in Seattle as well, and every other city. If you'd like to know about your community, you know, I always say that doing your own community is probably the way to do it, because then you can go see it when you want to.
But what you guys have done, just, I went online and I looked at the pictures, and I watched a bunch of the videos of the families and their stories, and man, good work.
Yeah, it's good work, and they have a lot of volunteers. My sister-in-law, who's here in Seattle, lost a child a couple of years ago, and so she started a charity called Season of Miracles. Her daughter was called Season. And at Seattle Children's Hospital, we've been working for about 4 years now to try to build a garden, a sanctuary, a place for moms and dads and kids to go while their children are in this hospital being worked on, sometimes just being sick, a place for people to go to meditate, pray. And the paperwork, the red tape, it is exhausting. They have all the money that it's going to take to build it. They just, I mean, if anybody you know can inspire the city of Seattle to help us deliver that sooner rather than later. That'd be great.
I will see who I know and put it out there. So it's going to be called, the garden is going to be called?
Season of Miracles Garden.
Season of Miracles Garden. And how old was Season when she changed her address?
She was 1 month. She was real sick, unexpectedly right at birth, and didn't make it past 30 days.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too. It's it's something that it happens to other women and other parents. But when it happens to your family, you want to do something about it. And this is a way to help a lot of people because it's one of the things that was missing, obviously, other than your child getting well, a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, just somewhere to find some dignity. That's what Family House does. These people come. They're many times poor. They have sick kids. They lose their jobs, et cetera. And then they come in and the first room in this building is a room to collect yourself so that you can find your dignity to go move on. And that's what I think this garden will provide for people.
So Drops of Jupiter is the name of your wine.
Yes.
That named after the song that your mother inspired you with. But it's hard to find.
Well, there's a reason for it. Drops of Jupiter was created with my partner at Kincannon Winery in Livermore, California. And like the music world, wine has to find its place out there in the world. And the way to do it is you make a deal with Target. Hey, Target, if you sell my record, we'll give you these two extra songs, right? So there's a way to inspire people to buy your product. Wine is much more competitive even. And so we signed an exclusivity deal with Publix in Florida and HEB in Texas. And so they were exclusive to Drops of Jupiter, Pinot, Sauvignon Blanc, and Cab. Until just recently. So now the label will go into restaurants and all the other grocery stores in the country. So soon you'll be able to find it. But until then, you can go to dropsofjupiterwine.com.
Very nice. And the proceeds from that?
Go to a Family House in San Francisco.
How does that make you feel knowing that something you're passionate about, something that you birthed, is such a gift to families who...
Well, to think that it's a win-win, you can catch a little buzz and help people out. You know, it's a pretty fun thing, but it's a really good product. You know, when we started the wine business that we are in, we didn't want to be the cliche, oh, here's a little bottle of train wine that you can put on your shelf and never drink it because it's from the concert. This is like a real bottle of wine. It's a $20 retail, and it's quality everything, and including what it benefits. And so it's all fun.
I'm not a wine drinker. I think the last time I drank wine, it was Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill mixed with 7-Up, and I was wearing...
You know what? That's actually the ingredients of plutonium. So you had it after all.
Yeah, I did. I just didn't know it. Yeah. But I looked for some after I found out about yours because I do this fundraiser for the NGO that I started called Point Hope, and we do a fundraiser every year called Farm to Feast, where people come to my farm and I grow organic fruits and vegetables and we feast. And we always pair it. We have, you know, really lovely wines that we pair everything with. So I was looking for Drops of Jupiter wine, and there's no store within 300 miles.
No, we'll just send it to you next time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you'll have to come next time, too. Except you'll be on tour.
Yeah, we'll send you wine next time you do your event.
Pat Monahan, thank you for making the drive today, giving us the lowdown on everything happening with you and the band. Good luck with the tour this summer, and thank you for your offer to share some Drops of Jupiter wine with our Point Hope Gala this summer. But I got to say, Pat, you're wrong on one level. You're not your average supermodel, as you said. You're way above average in all things, my friend, but most especially your capacity for loving. Pick up the Train CD Greatest Hits and get tickets to this summer's tour with the Goo Goo Dolls. And don't forget to spend a little bit of time showing gratitude to my sponsor, the Home Depot. When it's time to update and refresh family spaces and rooms in your home that are looking a little worn around the edges, especially the bathrooms, from faucets and fixtures to flooring and finishes, the Home Depot has your family's remodeling needs covered from top to bottom. Style, simplicity, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Please tell your friends, tell everyone you know about this podcast series, Love Someone with Delilah, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.